ask the deacons to come if they would, and we'll gather around the Lord's table. You do not need to be a member of this church to receive this meal with us. This is for all who say that Jesus is Savior and Lord, all who would come to Jesus for salvation. I'm going to read you a verse that actually we just read a week or two ago from 2 Corinthians. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. When we do this, the kids who I've baptized know this, the bread represents what? Jesus' body, and the cup represents his blood. And Jesus says, you've got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. He's talking about a profound thing there. We've got to receive his death if we're going to live. And so Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, Christ lives in me. And when we receive this physically, we eat it, we drink it, we're saying, in my body, I carry around the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus might be revealed in me, with the rest of the sentence that Paul doesn't include there, which is, no matter what the cost. And so it is for us that we receive a meal, we remember the Lord Jesus' death, but we remember he lives in us. And so we want to make him known by how we live. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took the bread, he gave thanks, he broke it. He said, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And James, would you pray with us? Pray for us for the bread this morning.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time that we have to come together to share this meal. Let us not forget the sacrifice that Jesus made with his body for us. And please be with those who are not able to share this meal this month. Amen.
Sometimes holding and seeing something physical is a good reminder for us. And we remember that Jesus, after he was raised from the dead, showed his disciples the wounds in his sides, as if to say, I am the bread of life. I told you so. We receive this with joy. In the same way, Jesus took the cup and he said, this is the new covenant of my blood. And in Luke's account of it, it says, which is poured out for you. And that'd be a helpful thing to remember as we sit here in silence and the cup is passed. Jesus' blood poured out not just for them, whoever they are, but for you and for me. So I invite you to reflect on that. John's going to pray for us, and then we will pass the cup.
Now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless this cup that we're about to receive, that each of us will partake. And as we partake of this, we recall that it represents the blood that was shed on Calvary that takes away our sin. And we just ask that we will each reflect our relationship with you, that are we letting our light shine to a lost and dying world. And through the partaking of this, we pray that we will have that closer relationship with you. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
When Paul gives us the instructions on how to do this, after he passed along what Jesus said, he said, as often as we do this, we proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. And so it's both a remembrance of the death of Christ, but also a claim to his victory. We drink together. Let us pray. Our glorious, merciful Jesus Christ, we thank you again on this day for your suffering and death for us because you loved us. And we thank you for your promise of victory and for your Spirit who dwells in us. And we pray that you would set us free to live in that victory, remembering that death, faithfully till you come. In your name we pray. Amen. We pray with the persecuted church.